Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Brad Piron and I'm a missionary at Damascus where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of Luke chapter 9 verses 51 through 56. And this is how that reads. When the days for Jesus to be taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there, but they would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples, James and John, saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. Man, tough stuff from Jesus here, right? Rebuking James and John for asking whether or not he wanted them to call down fire from heaven to consume this Samaritan village on their way to Jerusalem. And you know, when I read this gospel, I can't help but to think of the ways that I sometimes react to the world that we live in today, right? That when I look at the world, I see a world that's not always ready to receive Jesus. And because the world's not ready to receive Jesus, there's a lot of times the world is not ready to receive me as someone who's going ahead of Jesus and preparing his way. And you know, when I see that, sometimes I'm just like, let's burn this whole thing down, right? Like, let's get rid of it all. And I think we hear that kind of language in our world a lot today. Like, let's just get rid of the whole thing. Like, the whole thing's broken. We're going to do away with it and it'll figure itself out later as it's burning or in ashes. But Jesus, he doesn't take kindly to that question, does he? He rebukes James and John, like we were saying. And then he journeys with them and he leads them to go forward to another village. And so I wonder sometimes, brothers and sisters, if we actually have the wrong perspective towards a world that sometimes doesn't receive us. That instead of looking at a world that doesn't receive us because it's not ready to receive Jesus and asking ourselves if we should call fire down upon it, I wonder if Jesus has a better solution in mind. Like, I don't necessarily think it was only because James and John wanted to burn down the town that Jesus rebukes them. I mean, I think he obviously rebukes them because Jesus, he doesn't desire destruction, he desires redemption. But I think Jesus might have a better way. I think what he may have been doing in rebuking James and John is saying, I don't want you to burn the village down. I don't want you to burn the town down. I want you to change it. That Jesus doesn't want us to burn down the world. He doesn't want us to burn down all the things that aren't ready to receive him. Jesus wants us to change it. That's the call of the apostles. That's the call of the disciples. That's the call of the church. And that's the call for you and me as Christians. We're not called to burn down the world. We're called to change it. We're not called to be a scared group of Christians that move away from the big bad world and do our thing in judgment towards the world. We're supposed to go into the world, and instead of condemning the world, we're supposed to bring salvation into the world. And that can't happen if we just destroy everything. It only happens if we bring a heart that desires change as much as Jesus does. And that's what Jesus tells us time and time again in the scriptures, that his desire is to bring change. And I think that's what he's telling James and John when he rebukes them, saying something like, brothers, I don't wish you to burn down the town. I don't wish you to burn down the village. I wish you to change it. I don't know. That just speaks to me. That speaks to me, especially in the time that we live. And I wonder if we could take that with us, because Jesus desires to send us into places that he desires to come later, but he sends us first so that we can actually be representatives for him. And I wonder today if we could be better representatives for him in the world. I wonder if we could go into the world and instead of condemning it, we could look at it and we could desire to redeem it. You know, I love the word redeem because to deem means to speak, right? And when we redeem something, we speak something again, right? Jesus has said something about you and me that the world takes and then he redeems it by speaking it again. And he has spoken something into the world at creation that the world is good. And the world has told itself that it's not. And it's taken us in a direction we weren't called to go, but we need to speak once again that it's good. That it's not in need of being burnt down, that it's in need of being changed. And the ones who can truly change the world are the ones who allow Jesus, the changer and the savior of the world, to live in them and to operate through them. That's the call of the Christian life. That's the call of this gospel in Luke chapter 9. And that's the call for you and me today. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 51 through 56. Again, my name is Brad Pieron. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.